Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Third and 10 for Carolina. Popped up in the air. Intercepted. Eddie Jackson. Jackson is still going. Another defensive highlight. Touchdown, Bears.
Bears won today, believe it or not. On the phone with us, the owner of Reverie Restaurant. He has a side job. He's a sports anchor at Fox 32 Chicago. It's our old buddy Luke Canellis. How are you, buddy?
Oh, yeah, yeah. This side job from 7 a.m. to 11:05 on a Sunday night.
Okay, let me tell people, because I've been there on Sundays. You get there early, and you're there until the bitter end. You're there all day.
Here all day and night. And now, you know, we do these Miller Lite viewing parties around the city and the outlying areas. So today's viewing party was at the Foundry in Aurora. So I finished the two morning
I've
shows.
I've been there. Talk about a great place. I love that place.
That place is phenomenal. It's huge. Kevin does a great job running the joint. But it's so far from the city. And then you come back in a rainstorm. But, hey, it's a lot easier, Pete, to work an 18-hour day when the Bears win.
Okay. 4 for 7. I don't understand the offense. We'll get to the defense in a second. But the offense. Mitch Trubisky was 4 for 7.
Get used to it. Get used to it. I mean, listen, John Fox is not prepared to let the kid throw the football 20 times a game, not even 10 times a game. You know, Trubisky, with his 4 completions today, is the first non-injured starting quarterback to win a game with fewer than 5 completions since, do you have the answer?
Vince Evans.
Tim Tebow in 2011. And who was Tebow's head coach?
Oh, no, it was John Fox.
Yes.
Oh, my God, he's trying to save his job, isn't he?
And guess what? The Bears are the first team to win back-to-back games with fewer than 10 completions since the 2011 Broncos.
Oh, no.
Coached by John Fox, who actually won 3 straight with Tim Tebow at quarterback.
Oh,
and
no.
Less than 10 completions.
Oh, man.
So their next game is next week. I just don't think that they can get away with winning at New Orleans.
Yep.
Against one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time in Drew Brees, and only throw the football, you know, only complete the, you know, complete less than 10 passes. I'm not sure it's going to work next week in New Orleans.
Well, let's talk about the highlights, man. The defense, we were texting during the game. I couldn't believe it. Where'd they come from?
Well, this is something that, here, if you know Vic Fangio and you believe in Vic Fangio.
You do.
And I always have.
Yep.
I knew that this was the guy that could potentially turn the Bears defense into the Niners defense that we saw under Jim Harbaugh a few years ago when Vic was over in San Francisco. Unfortunately, because of injury, he just hasn't, you know, they haven't had any consistency, no consistent lineups on the defensive side of the football. And even this year, they've lost 3 starters on defense, but this year they have more depth. Hey, listen, man, they got lucky with the Eddie Jackson pick.
It's
no coincidence what this kid pulled off today. I mean, he was around the ball. He was this type of football player at Alabama. And ironically, it's a year ago today that he broke his leg at Alabama as a senior and then comes up with the game that he had today, being the first NFL football player to have 2 touchdowns on defense of 75 yards or more. The kid's, he's got a nose for the ball. The Bears got lucky. They found him in the 4th round. They took a chance on him because he was coming back from the broken leg.
Right.
And right now, Ryan Pace looks like a genius.
He does. And is this a defense that we're going to see for the rest of the season?
As long as it stays healthy. I mean, man, Kyle Fuller hasn't played like this since they drafted him. He's arguably one of the top 3-4 cornerbacks in the NFL right now.
Right.
He's playing for a new contract. I mean, the Bears rejected the 5th-year option on his contract. So, finally, the kid has come along, and he's playing the best ball of his career. Pernell McPhee is finally healthy. Leonard Floyd, with McPhee on the field, learns from McPhee. Akeem Hicks with a new $30 million contract has been a force up front, yep. and Eddie Goldman playing alongside him knows that he's got to follow Hicks. So there's just a lot of things that are just, it's the perfect timing for this Bears team. But they have to stay healthy. They can't lose another starter like they lost Jarrell Freeman and they lost Quentin Demps. They can't have that happen again.
John Fox is gone after the season, don't you think?
No.
Ugh.
No, I'm telling you.
Oh, God.
They keep winning. They keep showing progress like this. They're going to stick. He's going to, you know, listen, it's a lot of money to eat a $6 million contract. Now, if the guy wins 7 or 8 games and shows improvement, listen, Pete, they've won 3 games this season. They've won as many games this year as they won all of last year.
Yeah, I know. I heard that at the end of the game today.
Yeah. If they crap the bed and lose 12 in a row, then he's gone.
But you know they're going to win 7.
I would hope. Not 12 in a row. It'd be 9 in a row. They got 9 games left on the schedule. I hope. I mean, listen, yeah. Nothing's been easy with this franchise. So
I know.
I know nothing. All I know is what I saw today, and it was a hell of a job by the defense, and you had a quarterback in Cam Newton who didn't know what to do, and it's been a while since I saw the defense play. I mean, heck, the defense has outscored the offense the last 2 games.
We're talking with Lou Kanellis from Fox 32. My wife is a Packer fan, as you know. We have a mixed marriage. I'm a season ticket holder for the Chicago Bears. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is out, but I read something today that he could be throwing by December. Is there a chance he may come back?
Well, I would imagine that if they're in the playoff hunt and he's healthy enough, he'll come back. He's that type of quarterback. But if they continue on this downward slide and lose games like they lost today at home, then there's no reason to force a comeback if they're going to fall out of the playoff picture.
Right.
And here's where it gets tricky for Green Bay. Minnesota's hot. Teddy Bridgewater could be back in a couple of weeks. Not that they would replace Case Keenum or Sam Bradford, but now they've got 3 solid quarterback options. And Minnesota's defense, I think, is one of the top 5 defenses in the NFL.
Yeah, so they look good.
If the Vikings keep playing like they do, they could run away with the division. They're 5-2 right now after the win today over Baltimore. Let's see what happens. You look at what's happened to the Bears, and I don't have the schedule in front of me, but think about the games that they almost won.
Mm-hmm.
They almost won that Monday nighter against Minnesota, tied with 3 minutes left before the kid throws the interception, and then they lose at the gun. They should have beaten Atlanta in the opener. They got shellacked by Tampa. They had no business winning that game.
They beat the Steelers.
They beat the Steelers,
which I couldn't believe.
Yeah, I mean, the division's pretty. You don't know what you're going to get from Detroit. One day, you know, Matt Stafford looks like he's going to be the MVP of the league.
Right.
And the next week, he shouldn't be starting. So, I don't know. But in my opinion, Minnesota's the cream of the crop in the NFC North. And if they run away with the division and Green Bay doesn't have a shot at a wild card spot, then I wouldn't be surprised if Rodgers just took the rest of the year off.
Real quick, can I ask you about Bazio? He got fired.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Cubs pitching coach, what do you think about that move?
I think he took the heat for a pitching staff, especially a bullpen that gave up way too many walks. Their playoff performance was just atrocious. I think going into that final game, they had 51 walks given up by the Cubs bullpen in the postseason.
Yeah.
The second closest team was the Nationals with 18. You got to throw strikes.
Yep.
Now, is Bassio the guy at fault? No, but when you hear reports that he and Madden didn't get along at the end of the season and Theo's looking for someone to take the blame for the way this pitching staff performed in the playoffs,
right.
Bassio's a guy who's been around since 2011. Remember, he was here. Madden inherited Bassio. He wasn't a Madden guy.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Now Madden, he's been around since 2011, so now Joe has the chance to bring in his own pitching coach. He's going to interview Hendry tomorrow, from what I understand. And don't forget, Mike Maddox is out there now that Dusty lost his job in Washington. So,
oh, yeah.
There's a couple of options for the Cubs.
College football, Jim Harbaugh can't beat the big teams.
No, he can't. And, I've had more than a couple Bears fans say, hey, do you think if Michigan keeps going on this slide, Harbaugh decides to walk away from the Wolverines job and opens himself up?
No.
The Bears?
We do not want him. He's got a shelf life of 5 years. After the third year, people start getting sick of him, and 2 years later, he gets fired.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he lost. They lose against Penn State. I'm not sure Penn State's going to lose a game. I think Penn State and Alabama may play for your national championship.
Brian Kelly saved his job yesterday.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Wow.
I'm not a Kelly guy, but, you know, ND's played well all season long.
Yep.
I think they're going to be in the college football playoff.
I mean, it's fun, and you got Wisconsin that's undefeated. I love college football this year. It's fun to watch.
I got to get to Camp Randall.
Oh, my gosh. We were supposed to go yesterday, but we couldn't because my son had sports.
Can you get me tickets?
Well, my wife's a graduate of UW. I got a guy up there. Sure. When do you want to go? I got to go with you.
It's religion up there. It's a bucket list. I haven't been up there, honest to God. The last time I did a game at Camp Randall was when I was doing Northwestern football on WGN Radio at the start of my career with Tim Weigel and Al Lerner.
Wow.
And Tim, bless his soul, got into a fight in a bar. It was one of the all-time great times. I know Tim is okay with me telling you the story. It was a classic, so I got to get back to Madison.
I will go with you, and then I'll get in a fight so you can tell that story.
Let's go to the Michigan-Wisconsin game.
That is November. Is that the first weekend in November?
I think it's coming up.
Yeah, I have a wedding.
Can you swing it?
I can't go. I got a wedding. I could go the second weekend. I'll talk to you about it off the air. Tonight,
okay, sounds good.
10 o'clock, the final word. What do we got?
You got it, babe. We got Hampton. Hey, listen, do you know how great it is to do a show with Dan Hampton in a good mood?
Yeah.
And then I get to work with Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer in good moods? Oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I haven't had two back-to-back good moods with Hampton, Joniak, and Thayer since never with Hampton, because this is the second year I've worked with Hampton.
Yeah.
Here. Okay. They haven't won two straight games since week 8 and 9 of the 2015 season.
It's pathetic. It is. Hampton is in an okay mood. I just saw him because he's still upset about the offense and John Fox. So he's got an edge tonight. Tonight, the final word, 10 o'clock on Fox 32. Lou Kanellis. Love you, buddy.
All right, Ben.
Take care. It's 720 WGN.